So it is now 5:30, and I'm pleased to welcome to the studio this evening Nikki Massey, the local councillor for the Abbey Ward in Cambridge. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Matt.
So this weekend's been quite difficult for a lot of people. Caroline Hart, the former councillor for the Abbey Ward, sadly passed away on Saturday morning.
She did, yes.
Just tell us about Caroline's work that she did in the local community, because she was always a visible presence out and about, not just during election canvassing, but all the time. I mean, I would see her down at the Barnwell Road shops, for example, outside the library. What are your fondest memories of her?
My memories are literally of that. It's walking around Abbey with her, and everybody would stop to talk to her, and she knew everyone's name, and she knew their story, and she said, how's your mum, how's your dad, how's your granddad, how's your children? It used to take us a very long time to go anywhere when you were with Caroline, because people just wanted to stop and talk to her. And it was pretty clear that she was dearly loved by everyone.
And of course, she represented the Abbey Ward between 2002 and 2019. That's a staggering 17 years.
I know. And that's the question when she said that she was stepping down. I said, why are you stepping down? She said, I've done my dues. I've done my 17 years. And I think that's enough now.
It's very sad because obviously she leaves her husband, Bruce, and her son behind. I take it you've spoken to them. How are they coping at the moment?
I spoke to them in the hours after her death, and they were very much struggling to come to terms with such sadness. It was a very quick illness. But I do know that they are surrounded by their family at this Christmas time, and that Bruce and Robert will be spending Christmas with, I believe, Bruce's daughters. And they've got Caroline's mother nearby and her sister and all their cousins. So they have got some support.
And Caroline was deeply involved in the local community as a councillor, but she was also, I believe, a leader of the local scout group for a little while, was involved in that. But she was also deputy mayor, wasn't she?
She was deputy mayor in 2012. So when I went to see Caroline quite a lot in hospital, and we had many chats. And I said to Caroline, is there anything that you wish you'd done? Is there anything you'd wish you'd been to? Any places you'd like to visit? Anybody you'd like to see again? And she said, you know what? She went, well, you know, Nikki, she said, I've had a good life. I've been to all the countries I wanted to go to. I visited all the EU countries before they added the final 10. And then she thought, enough's enough. She said, I've got a lovely husband and a wonderful son. I wanted to be a counsellor. And I am. And my only regret was that I didn't make mayor, because she became deputy mayor. And then the following year, politics happened and she didn't become mayor. And that did upset me a little bit. So what I did was I went and spoke to Lewis Herbert, who then put wills into motion. And we did present her a week before she died, actually, in hospital. Myself and Jerry and Lewis, we took her the scroll for the thanks for the City of Cambridge, which is what an outgoing mayor would get. We couldn't make her mayor, but we could give her that. And it's all hand painted, and she was really visibly thrilled to get that.
But the City Council have just released a statement, actually, and it has a quote from Lewis, and it says, Caroline was at the heart of the Abbey and always had Abbey Ward in her heart, living there for decades and fighting for the interests of local people as their councillor. This is the interesting part. She took that responsibility very seriously and was so proud to represent her community. And every time I saw her, she was always championing the Abbey Ward.
But she was. Caroline was Abbey, you know. She always fought to put Abbey on the map and to make sure that people were speaking out for the people of Abbey. She was a Fields governor for the Fields Children's Centre and Nursery for 20-odd years. You know, she and Bruce himself, as we know, was the caretaker of Abbey Meadows Primary School for many, many years.
Back when it was primary school, when I was
exactly.
There.
Exactly. Yeah. So long time ago. So the whole family themselves just completely loved Abbey and were Abbey. And so many lovely messages have been coming in, as you can imagine, after the news was released. And Ben Bradnack, who was a councillor at the similar time as Caroline back in the day, said that she was probably the only Labour candidate capable of wresting the Abbey seat back from the Greens at the time. She did so much for the community, and she was modest in herself but great on the doorstep. And she was generous in her judgment of people, but also quite steely about what she would and would not support. It was a real privilege to have been able to campaign with her. and that's just the politics. The loss of to her family, in which she was a tower of her strength, is just too difficult to comprehend. And we've got other memories coming in, which is just absolutely lovely. And I'm encouraging people to send them in. I know Bruce and Robert do not do social media, so I'm collating them, printing them off, and then I'm going to post them off to him so he can see what people have been saying about Caroline. Anna Constanta says, what I think about with Caroline is love, love of family, of friends, of community, of God, and a passion tempered by the long view. Caroline was not concerned with the battles and victories, but sustainable commitment. My vivid memory is actually in a council chamber. I think it might have been one of my first full councils. And in full councils, there's a little bit of toing and fro. One could say pantomime almost. And it wasn't very nice. And Caroline stood up and she said, "I don't normally speak at these events." She said, "But I feel I have to, because I think it's really important that we speak to each other the way that we wish to be spoken to. And I think kind politics is the message we need to send." And that really touched me. And I think it did many others as well. I think we all stood up a bit and said, "Oh, let's behave a bit better." Because she rarely did speak out. And when she did, she had something very important to say. And my message that I bring with me from Caroline's memory now is about kind politics.
And it's also worth noting, I mean, we talked about canvassing and going out and about. When you were a new councillor, was she supportive of you? How did she help you?
Well, on your first campaign, it's the hardest campaign that you can do because you were so new. And she was so amazing, giving me guidance and support. And my children at the time were a few years younger. And so they used to come out with me and she used to shoo them across to the playground to make sure they were playing so that I could just get on and do what I had to do. And then, obviously, once I was elected, she was just her support and guidance was so valuable. I know that Joan Whitehead has also sent a message saying something similar, that when Joan was newly elected, Caroline's support and information was invaluable. And I think so many people can say the same about her too.
I mean, the times when I met her, which was mainly during election canvassing, when I'd be going up to the spa shop on Balmoral Road to buy my bits and pieces, she'd always have people flooded around her wanting to talk to her. She always had that sort of friendly persona, was always willing
always
smiling and always willing to help anyone.
Smiling, always with the chuckle, willing to help everybody. That is Caroline to a T, really. And what it has been nice to see is we've had some other parties commenting on just how wonderful and how lovely and kind Caroline was. And that's really nice to hear, particularly something that's Caroline's promoted, cross-party kindness.
Absolutely. And just before we end the interview, what would you say was one of the most special qualities about Caroline that you think other maybe MPs or maybe other councillors could take away from what's obviously happened?
She always used to think before she spoke, because you could see her, couldn't you? Because I know that you've known Caroline a long time also. And you could see her, when you asked her the question, she'd take a breath and then she'd speak. So it's always think before you speak. I'm going to always take on kind politics. I always have done anyway, but even more so for Caroline's memory. And, when you're elected representative, you're representing those residents. And she really took that to heart. And I think it's important as councillors that we remember that we represent all these residents and that we continue to champion their cause as we do day in, day out. And I just really would like Caroline's memory just to go on within the Abbey Ward.
I'm sure it will, and I hope it does as well. Nikki Massey, thank you very much for coming in this evening and sharing your memories of Caroline, and obviously do pass on our condolences to her husband and her son as well.
I will do, thank you.